This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and happy 4th of July. If you enjoy tractors and supporting your local FFA chapters, mark your calendar for July 14th. The Carlinville FFA Alumni Association is hosting a tractor drive, and all the money raised goes back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. I talked with Molly Rosentrader about the Alumni Association and the tractor drive.
Actually, I was involved in the FFA, and my husband was in the Carlinville FFA. And since we moved to the Carlinville School District and have three children that will eventually be in with the organization, I have became active in the Carlinville FFA since.
The Carlinville FFA Alumni Association is fairly new. How'd the alumni come together and get started?
Well, they started it's always been an organization, and they actually became active again about 3 years ago, and Kevin Groves and several of the other members banded together, and we now are meeting quarterly and have roughly 20 to 30 people at every meeting. We have several activities throughout the year, mostly our dinner that we do every other winter, and we also do this tractor drive. We do a lot of cookouts, and we just basically try to get together and raise some money for the FFA so the kids can enjoy some of their time in their extracurricular activities.
That's a great turnout, 30 members every meeting. Seems like you can't hardly get people to come out to meetings anymore, so that's great you guys have that much activity.
Young and old members alike that turn out, and we always have nice meetings and a nice turnout, and a lot of people that are involved, even in our cookouts. We'll have, 10 or 12 people show up to help. So it really does make things easier on all of the alumni.
You guys are, like you mentioned, you're putting on a tractor drive here in July. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Lynn Huyer and Matt Slidham are heading up our tractor drive. It will be July 14th, which is a Saturday. And this year we're leaving from a new location, which is the Macoupin County Historical Society, also known as the Anderson Mansion. The address there is actually 920 West Breckenridge in Carlinville. And we're going to have the drivers meet at 8:45 in the morning. We're going to try to roll out about 9 o'clock. And we're doing two routes this year. One of the routes, which I think is an awesome idea, is going to go by a historic barn up on Route 4, mm-hmm. which is owned by the Weiss family. It has a big Americana flag on it. And we're also going to have a photographer there taking pictures. So you can get your picture taken on your tractor in front of this barn. That is one of the routes. That will be a 14-mile route, and then we're also doing another route that goes 21 miles. So depending on your tractor and how far you want to drive, probably depending on how warm it is that day, you have your choice of two different routes.
Is it just open to antique tractors, or is it any tractor you want to bring by you can drive?
Well, imagine any tractor you'd like. Our only rule is that it must be able to run 8 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So try to keep pace a little bit with everybody. It's mostly antiques, and we have a great turnout every year. And like I said, we're doing the Historical Society building this year from our starting point, and then hopefully we'll have everybody back there. The first round we're planning on coming back around 11:30, and then the rest, the longer drive will come back around noon to 12:30. And the FFA alumni is going to serve lunch and help with the Historical Society and then also the Ag Association.
More about the tractor drive from Molly Rosentrader after these messages. Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be hosting a tractor drive to benefit the Carlinville FFA chapter on July 14th. Here's Molly Rosentrader with more information.
Well, it's mostly the tractor drive in the morning. A lot of the alumni is going to stay around and help cook. And then we'll have the meal on, like I said, right around lunchtime. And there will be a $5 meal and then also a $10 meal with, your meat and a couple side dishes and drinks. So if the community would like to come out and, see the tractors come back in and take pictures or just hang out on the Historical Society grounds, that would be great. So there's several things that you can do that day.
Okay, yeah. How can somebody find out more about the tractor drive or about this event?
Well, the easiest thing would to do would be to call Lynn Hooyer, and his number is 217-825-7154. Or you can call Matt Slidham. He actually works up at CNB in Carlinville if you have any questions. But his cell phone number is 217-710-8339. And you can call either of those guys, or else just show up that morning at the Historical Society, and we'll get you all set up.
Okay.
There will be parking on the grounds there as well for your truck and trailer. So we have everything taken care of.
And if any Carlinville FFA alumni are out there listening and they decide they want to get involved in the Alumni Association, how can they do that?
Well, we would love to have them. Like I said, we have some great meetings. They are normally out at the Extension office. Our next meeting is actually September 4th at 7 o'clock at the Extension office, and we'd love to have you come out. We also have a Facebook page. We have several members throughout the community. Like I said, Kevin Groves is our president. Matt Slidham is on the board. We have several other members throughout town that you can get a hold of. So we'd love to have more members anytime. It's really a great organization. We have started giving scholarships to FFA members in, you know, the graduating seniors out of the Carlinville class. We take them. We're getting ready for a bus trip to go see Tour Caterpillar up in Peoria next month. We support them in going to the state convention, the national convention, in-house projects, restoration projects. So we're really trying to help these kids out through vocational agriculture. And we'd also like to thank the Macoupin County Historical Society, as well as the Antique Tractor Association. We've started doing some more stuff with them, and they've been very helpful to our organization. So they will be there that day as well. And would really like to thank them for their support.
Be sure to attend the tractor drive or just head out to the Macoupin County Historical Society for some lunch on July 14th. Have a fun and safe 4th of July. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.